You all, I am excited. It is my honor. It is my privilege to introduce to you my very first guest on the Junk Out of the Trunk podcast. She is my good friend. She is my soror. She is who I graciously call my dad. And I am honored to be able to introduce her and to bring her as my very first guest on this wonderful new year. Some of you might know her as Tayo. Others might know her just as Tizzle Your Fancy, Fancy AF. Speaking of Fancy AF, that is her podcast and is available on the very same platforms as mine. Apple, Anchor, Spotify. So while you're giving me a listen, make sure you go over to the Fancy AF podcast and give her a listen as well. Show my girl some love. But again, it is my honor to introduce her on this wonderful, wonderful new year. Let's hop right into this thing. We're live. It's lit. So today I have my first guest and I'm so excited. Woo! Finally, we're here. We're doing this. I'm pumped. And we're going to talk about
love languages.
Love languages. So I feel like this is a big deal now because everybody's A, talking about love languages. Right. But B, people don't be knowing how to love each other.
That's absolutely.
And love each other how they want to be loved. Okay. So we thought that this would be a super great opportunity to share it on the podcast. But I still want you, first and foremost, to introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, people. My name is Tay Tizzle. Tizzle, you're fancy. Fancy as fuck. Excuse the language.
AF.
AF. And I'm really excited to be here. The topic came about actually from your Instagram. You posted something and then me and you just had a little dialogue about it. It was like, oh, we should actually make a whole episode on this. And now here we are.
So for the people who don't know what a love language is, what does that even mean? Why is it relevant?
Love languages are important and relevant because it explains how you accept love. Things that you appreciate in a romantic relationship or in a platonic relationship, really. Like, even, like, when you have family members and stuff like that. So it's just good to know what they are and how they affect the way you communicate with people, really.
Great. So for the sake of those who do not know, we're going to give you the rundown of what love languages are, what that looks like. And just a side note, make sure you take the quiz so you know exactly what your love language is, and it'll give you a ranking of which ones are your strongest love languages and which ones really don't matter as much to you.
Yep.
So, okay, I found this little chart that breaks down what the love language is, how to communicate it, actions to take, and things to avoid. Should I start, or do you want to?
We could do like one.
Great. Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so words of affirmation, how to communicate that. You can encourage, affirm, appreciate, and listen actively. Actions to take, so an example would be you can send an unexpected note, text, or card. And things to avoid are to not recognize or appreciate effort.
Mm. That's important.
That is important.
The next one is physical touch. So that is nonverbal use of the body. And just touch to emphasize love. Actions to take, you can hug, kiss, hold hands, so physical affection regularly, and make intimacy thoughtful and make it a priority.
That's a word.
Mm, thoughtful, that is
thoughtful
a word.
Thoughtful is the key word, because people hug and kiss all the time.
There's no thought behind it. And then things to avoid, physical neglect, long stints without intimacy, and receiving affection coldly.
Oh,
like a don't touch me type
thing
all the time, I think.
I see. Some people aren't touchy, though.
Yeah. So that's why you gotta know your partner's love
language. That's why you gotta know, because some people are like,
right.
Don't touch me. Receiving gifts. Thoughtfulness to make your spouse a priority.
That's how you communicate it. Excuse me. Actions to take. Give thoughtful gifts and gestures. Express gratitude when receiving gifts. So F5, somebody want to buy me a Gucci or Michael Kors bag.
Okay, listen.
My bank account and my gift boxes are open and available.
I'll give you the route number if you need it, honey.
And things to avoid are unenthusiastic gift receiving, forgetting special occasions.
Yeah. Like Valentine's Day.
Or your birthday. That's your fuck. Birthday. How do you forget someone's birthday?
It's like, oh, it's just another day. It's the day I was born.
It's the day that was created for me to be here so you can have me.
Exactly. You're welcome. I am your gift.
Exactly.
The next one is quality time. So how to communicate that is uninterrupted and focused conversations. That's good. Like, don't have your phone in your hand.
Yes.
And you guys are together all the time. Actions to take. Create special moments together. Take walks and do small things with your spouse, like weekend getaways and things like that. Just little trips.
I like walks. Go to the park.
Yeah.
Give me Jill Scott vibes.
Right, exactly. Yes. And then things to avoid. Distractions when spending time together. Long stints without one-on-one time. Like, don't double date too much. Or always have your friends over when they come see you. Because there's no privacy.
That's very annoying. I don't know how people function like that.
Me neither. But, yeah.
Yeah. And last but not least, acts of service. So how to communicate that? Let them know you are wanting to help to lighten their load. Actions to take, make them breakfast or go to dinner. Go out of your way to help them with chores. Things to avoid, lacking follow through with small and large tasks. So if you're going to do something and you offer to do it, you better do it or it's going to be a problem.
Do it right.
More of the story.
Basically. Or else I could have done it myself.
Absolutely. You said that's exactly what I say. Uh-huh. So this one, I don't know. I mean, I probably do and I just don't think about it as much. But what are red flags that perhaps your love language is not being communicated effectively, or maybe your partner doesn't even know what your love language is?
Right. I think things when it comes to maybe gift giving, someone might be giving you gifts all the time and you don't react the way they want you to. Mm-hmm. It's just like, well, I mean, I don't really care that you bought me this, you know, this rose today. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, some people don't think of that as like a actual thing, tangible me. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, well, I'm giving you all this stuff, I'm spending all this money on you, but they don't really want that. Maybe they really just want to spend time with you and stare in your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. So you're sitting there trying to express the way you think that they want to be loved, but they don't react the way you want to and you get mad.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. And although I do like appreciate the thought of like a gift giving, I feel like that's also dangerous because I feel like people will do certain things and then they know they did something wrong and they'll try to compensate a gift for it.
Exactly, that too.
So maybe that's why when I took the quiz myself, that gift giving wasn't as like as strong as I thought it would be, because I do love a gift. But I don't want you to feel like because you give me a gift that excuses something that you've done
wrong. Right, exactly. No. Like, yeah, so you know, I crashed your car. Here's a flower.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, if you buy me a new car,
I mean, maybe it's a car. You know, like, oh, I was in my ZMs and I shouldn't have been. Here's some edible arrangements at your job or something.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah,
so that one, I can. That's a little tricky there. So that's a big one that I feel like could be a red flag on that one. The others, I don't feel like have anything that, well, of course, physical touch, if you're being abusive, that's obvious.
Right.
It's kind of red flag.
Person doesn't want to be touched, you know, to do anyway.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I feel like any of these really can be used too much to try to overcompensate for
something else.
Lack, like acts of service. I have experienced that. Like, I can't do these things even though that's what I want you to do, but because I can't do those things for you, I'm going to try to overcompensate with the acts of service.
Right.
So it's like, okay, yeah, I appreciate these things and their acts of service, but there's still other
things
that I care and I need you to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
And then also, I think a mistake that us women make sometimes, I'm not going to say all of us, but some of us, it's like with physical touch, we think like, oh my God, he's always trying to touch me. But then it's like, how much, like how often do you actually let him touch you? And is it always something completely sexual, or are they just trying to hold hands or rub on your butt a little bit? You know,
true.
And watch a Netflix movie or something like that without the chilling part, you know?
Right.
Just like, think about it. It's like, do you really get irritated? Does your skin crawl every time he tries to touch you? It's like, all right, sis, what do you want him to do?
Right.
Really?
But if that's the case, I feel like, is it that it's just not your love language, or are you just really not into that guy if he's touching you and you don't want to be touched?
Which is why that's definitely a red flag.
So that's a major red flag. Right. And maybe you want to think like, okay, there's something going on beyond, oh, a love right. language that's resonating there that you don't want him on you.
Exactly.
So much to think about.
Yeah, wow. I don't think people really think about that.
I don't
that
think
one.
People really think about
yeah,
these.
You know, like on TV, they're like, oh, not tonight, honey, I have a headache. And
right.
I mean, we get those moments where it's like, oh, yeah, don't touch me. But sometimes it feels like all the time, sis, there's something wrong.
There's something
wrong. You don't
wrong
want your man
touching
you at all.
Right.
Like, not even a hug.
Like, is there a lack of attraction?
Right.
Which I feel like it, that's probably, I think, with women, when it's us, that's probably the case. Like,
yeah, or if they're not doing what they're supposed to be
doing. Or I'm mad at you.
And I'm just like, no, I'm pissed off. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me now. You had all these, you had all day to rub and feel on me and
right,
no, you didn't want to do it, so don't do it now.
Exactly. So that's why it's a red flag for the guy to know. If your woman doesn't want you touching her, there's a problem.
There's a problem, fellas. So
work on that.
Take your notes. Take your notes and take them expeditiously.
Yeah, or maybe you're not touching her how she wants to be touched.
Yeah. That's a word. That's a whole
you
word.
Know?
Because some guys really are just touchy,
just to be touchy,
just like bug,
yeah,
like all the, like you're just touching you all in my ear, and you all just touchy,
yeah.
Listen,
that's important.
That's a word. That's a whole word. I felt that. I felt that. So, what exactly is your love language?
So, my top two, and not two. Is that how the people say?
top two, but
not
number two.
Not number
something
two.
Like that.
Something like that.
Something.
Quality time. And then words of affirmation.
Okay.
So talk nice to me.
Yes.
And spend time with me. Look in my face. Let's just lay there and do nothing. That's the thing. I heard a quote somewhere. It's like the person who you want to be with, you should be able to want to do nothing with that person and be perfectly fine. Like we're just there laying, talking, or watching a movie, or not talking. But as long as you're around that person and you feel comfortable and safe, it's like that's a good place to be.
That's interesting because I like to have conversations.
Yeah.
I like to talk.
I like to talk too, but it's like if you're just sitting there and you're just talking, you're not really doing nothing else. That's
that
very
could be it.
Intimate.
But I feel like I always want to talk because there's so much I don't know. That communication doesn't always happen.
Right.
Noted.
But that still counts as doing nothing. Just
that's
sitting
still,
there talking.
That's
you know, it's not an activity. Just sitting
it's
on the couch,
not an activity.
Just talking.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
I
very,
like
very true.
And then words of affirmation is like you need to know how you're doing in the relationship, kind of. It's like, you know, reassuring you're like, okay, what do I do that you like? What do I do that you don't like? How can we work on it? What do you do that I can't stand?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, figure out. It's like a little checklist. Like,
yes.
I could get a grade kind of.
Absolutely.
It's just like,
yeah.
All right. I know with my boyfriend, he'll sometimes ask me, like, oh, what's one thing that I do that you don't like? And I'm like, why do you ask that? He's like, I want to see if it changed from the last time I asked you. And I was like, huh.
That's a beautiful mindset to
and
have.
I had never experienced that
That's
before.
A beautiful mindset. Because
he was asking for a while. I was just answer and not really think about it. But then one day I was like, no, really, why do you always ask me this? He's like, I want to see if your answer changed. And I'm like, wow, that's very thoughtful.
That's important.
I'm the girl and I didn't even think to do something
like
that.
Yes, that's very important.
That's different.
I do think about that all the time. That's why I say I like to have these conversations because I truly want to understand, like, am I doing something that makes you tick?
Right. Where's your head at?
You know, are you doing things that you don't realize that are making me tick? You know, like, just having those conversations on a regular basis is important. And I don't feel like people, not even just men, but just in relationships in general, that people think about those types of things. And that's why things get so heated so easily because you're so used to being annoyed and you're irritated.
Right.
And then they get that last straw and now you're like, you know what, I'm ready to blow up.
Especially
and
if you're like in a routine and you guys are just doing the same thing day in, day out.
Yes.
Go to work, eat dinner, shower, go to sleep, wake up, do it again. Like you forget to have time for each other.
Yes.
And you start getting really irritated.
Yes.
Because you guys maybe aren't doing anything that you used to do.
Right.
It's just literally just routine, like womp, 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 womp.
Yes.
The same thing
that's
every
annoying.
Day. So that can become a problem too. And then that's when you guys need to do check-ins. Like, all right, I know like we're busy, we're going to work, we're doing school and all that stuff, but what's up with you?
For real.
So.
I felt that.
Yeah.
That's an entire word.
Word.
Because people don't be doing check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Or you feel like you're the one doing the check-in and then the other person isn't thinking about it as much.
That's
and then that's
true.
Also annoying.
I remember I was into another podcast. They were talking about how women, we feel like we hold the emotional weight.
That's a word.
In a relationship.
Oh,
because
my goodness. Yes.
Guys. Because their brains are just wired different than ours. They're thinking, we provide. I take care of you. Do you have food? Do you have clothes? Do you have shelter? Like, can you get to and from work? You know, like, do I have money to take you out when you want to go out? Like, things they just want to provide. But then I think about all the other things, like, hey, how was your day actually?
Right.
Oh, I like what you're wearing. Oh, you did something with your hair.
Right.
Oh, new earrings. Cool. Do you need new earrings? Are your earrings getting a little old? Maybe I should get you some new ones.
Something.
Little details that we're just like, I wish you would notice these things.
Yes.
That. Or like, we'll complain about something like, oh, my boots are so dusty. Oh my God, I need to go get new ones.
Yep.
And then he never gets you new
absolutely
ones.
Right.
Not like I can't get my own new ones,
exactly.
But it'd be nice if you
would get them. Exactly.
Because, like, if I notice that you, okay, like for my brother, I notice his boots are looking a little rundown. He needed a new pair of Tims. I listened, and for Christmas, he got a new pair of Tims.
Right.
And his face was like, oh my gosh, you got me a new pair of Tims.
Right.
And I'm like, you said, I saw you needed them. You said you needed them. I got them.
Exactly.
You didn't ask for it, but you said it.
Exactly.
I was paying attention.
But men don't think that. You need to ask for what you need. And not that that's wrong.
Right.
But I feel like as someone that I'm in a relationship with, that you should be attentive when I'm saying certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And just take heed to that.
Right.
Because I'll appreciate it more that I feel like I didn't have to ask you.
Ask you
were capable of just
right.
doing it. If I feel like I always have to ask, that's frustrating.
It's like I'm bothering
And it's
you.
Just like, exactly that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if I have to keep asking and keep pulling and priming,
right.
I'm just going to do it myself.
But then it's like, well, I mean, I only do what you say. Isn't that good?
Mm. No.
No.
It's not.
You're a man. You're not a puppet. You're not a child.
Make decisions.
Right.
Make the decisions.
Active
that's,
listening,
yes,
sir.
The active. The, I don't
acknowledge that you heard what I said.
The act.
Like, come
that
on.
That ain't it. The active part. I feel the same way about that, but it's not gifts. It's literally just the conversation of, you know, hey, let's sit down. You know, we haven't had a conversation in a while about like
right.
where we are in the relationship.
Right.
You know, it's been a couple of months. This is where we were 90 days ago. This is where we are now.
Right.
This is where I feel like you and I should be in a year from now. Like
right.
I'm a very like goal oriented,
exactly.
like kind of forward looking type of individual.
Right.
So getting that reassurance that, okay, I know that there's like an active plan for us to grow.
Exactly.
As a couple, that kind of gives me that like warm heart, like, I feel secure in the relationship
like
because
we
have this.
We have a vision.
We have a vision. And it's like
mm-hmm.
our vision together.
Exactly.
But when it's like, I don't feel like we're on the same page, it's like I'm a little.
Which
like,
is a big issue.
I'm very uneasy.
Because then you'll just keep going like, and all these years will pass and you'll realize that you didn't get what you wanted.
Exactly.
What you wanted,
exactly.
And you'll kind of feel stuck.
Yep.
It's like you wasted time.
And that's the thing.
That's terrible.
And I hate that feeling.
Yeah, because you start to feel unproductive. It's
you
like,
do. Or if feeling like you're productive as an individual, but when it comes to being productive in the relationship collectively, you don't feel like, all right, I'm cool. Like, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm
right.
doing. But what's this? Like, you
right.
and I, like, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
That's
like,
a word.
That's
what
the,
are we doing?
Like,
what are we doing?
Like,
here?
If that's the case, like, what am I with you for if I feel like by myself, I feel like I'm doing better? Like,
mm-hmm.
why? What am I with you for?
Right.
So
that's very true.
Yeah.
That's a word right there.
That's a whole
message.
Word. Message.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
It's funny because I was listening to a different podcast where guys hate being asked, well, what are we? What are we doing?
Oh, why?
I need to know. And I feel like you should want to know too, because we're adults. And if you just want to, if you don't want anything serious, you should
right.
say that so we both know we're not doing anything
right.
serious. So then I'm not adding all this emotion
exactly.
and all this effort that's not necessary.
Exactly.
It's a waste.
But there's an alleged stigma that we're not capable of making that separation of, oh, it's just this. Like,
that's
if,
a lie.
Like if it's simply a sexual relationship, for example, I agree that that's a lie. I do.
It's just because when we and our girlfriends talk, or like if you look at a girl's group chat,
right.
our messages, they're like the filthiest place in the world.
Factual.
If we're being honest, like
we know guys that were just like, okay, this was a guy that I was just messing around
exactly.
with. Versus, okay, this, maybe I am messing around with this guy, but I kind of like him and I feel like
right.
I can invest a little bit more
yeah.
in him versus this guy that
exactly.
I was just.
Just
a strictly a sexual relationship.
That they feel like they're watching and monitoring us, we do the same thing. We know it's like, okay, this ain't gonna go anywhere.
Exactly.
Like, if you're a bum, but you know you make me feel happy every now and then,
right.
I'm gonna let you be there for every now and then.
Exactly.
And the guys I was trying to like, they forget that we have guys for everything. Like, there's a guy that brings you food.
Yes.
Buys you gas.
Yes.
Picks you up.
Facts.
Changes your oil. Like, we have guys that
facts.
Do things
we
for us.
We know who to ask for what.
For what, exactly. If I want flowers, I know who I can call.
Right.
I really want them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
We know these things. So we're calculated.
Yes.
They're not. They think differently. They think with a different body part, and that's
their
problem.
They do.
We're more calculated, which is why when women do cheat and stuff, we don't really get caught as easy because we're just smarter in that aspect.
We are.
We have people
we
for
are.
Things.
We're a lot more strategic than men
it's,
are.
It's very well thought out, usually.
It's very well thought out.
Yeah.
I feel like we're much more conscious.
Mm-hmm. But they try to paint about it. Emotional beings.
Yeah, and it's like, and we are. But men are more emotional than women.
Mm-hmm. Because
no one likes to admit it.
I saw something else. Social media is just so, it's exploding my brain because there's so many things
yes.
I see. I'm like, it relates.
Like, yes.
It relates.
Yes.
Because it was like, oh, a guy can cheat, you know, like a whole bunch of girls. And like, we're supposed to just be like, oh, like, we'll get upset. But if you cheat with one guy, it's like,
and the that's
end
it.
Of the world.
And then it's Becky from sixth grade who pissed him off.
Right.
He, and all the women, we ain't shit.
Like, he's just
to be
still,
frank.
Still stalking that one girl that broke
yes.
your heart, even though you messed
and
her
from 15
you know,
years ago.
Exactly.
And we're supposed to tolerate the pain and the agony
right.
from your bitterness from that.
Meanwhile, we get over things much faster.
We do.
I saw something else. It was like, you break up with a girl and she got a whole master's degree, a job, a car,
a house,
an interview. Like,
yes.
That's just it. We cry, drink
yes.
our wine, talk ish with
yes.
our girlfriends, and then be over it
yes.
much faster than you think.
Yes.
But y'all be like, man, she was the one. I messed
yes.
up, yo. I'm messing with this other girl. She not
the
same.
She ain't
the
same.
Comparing literally everyone that you're with after us.
So,
with,
yeah.
To
and
us.
Then, and then I noticed they try to get duplicates.
Yes.
Like the new girls will resemble.
Yes.
And it's you.
Sick.
It's
sick. I'm
like, and it's like a really bad resemblance.
It's like Chris Brown. Every girl he dates
every
is like Karrueche.
Every girl Chris Brown dates looks like Karrueche.
It's so weird.
A perfect example.
So weird.
Like, you cannot replace Karrueche.
And she's happy with her new
yes.
boyfriend, just living life, going on vacation, doesn't care about him. But he's sitting there trying to find her in every
a replacement.
If.
Literally.
It's so sick.
It's literally.
Poor thing. Poor thing.
It's literally.
And it's bad because, you know, he's out there and everyone can just see how, like, this is really happening to him.
Yep.
He's just searching, soul searching for this girl and anybody else. And that's really sad.
So
if you knew her love languages, it wasn't so crazy.
Seriously.
You wouldn't have this problem.
But yeah, it's actually kind of scary
mm-hmm.
how identical. But at least it doesn't. At least they be pretty. Like, these guys out here be trying to find duplicates, and it's like, you didn't even meet the halfway mark.
Right. It's like, is that what you think I look like? Ooh, I'm exalted.
Seriously.
I look better than that. Dang.
Seriously. Like,
sheesh.
It just don't be working.
Right. Oh, you can find somebody prettier than me. Really? Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've noticed that too.
It's insulting. It's like, she's not even
like,
prettier.
Maybe it's just my surroundings, but they're never more attractive.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they could have great personalities.
They could.
I guess.
They could.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I guess
that's fair.
Nah.
Yeah, I guess. Well, what is my love language?
Yeah.
Mine's is, they were equal when I very first, when I took the quiz,
oh,
the first person, acts of service and physical touch were equal for
okay.
me. And so, yes, it's funny because it says, can vacuum in the floors can be an expression of love. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If I don't have to clean up
yes.
and you offer to do it for me.
A man washing the dishes is
yes,
so fine.
Yes, a man, listen.
So fine.
I love to see pop the gloves on.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Listen, make them bubbles
getting all sudsy.
Baby. That's it. And you and your little white beater.
Absolutely,
making
little, yes.
You know,
little Fruit of the Loom,
right?
Cleaning the dishes. Then you pop the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was a
very
video on Instagram. It was a husband and wife, and the husband was like doing things that were sexy, but really he was just cleaning the house in slow motion. And she was like, "Ooh,
yes.
yeah, yeah,
yep, just like it, just like
go
that."
Ahead, vacuum,
mm-hmm.
fix some pillows.
Yes,
sexy.
I'm just all for taking a load off. Like,
yes,
that's really attractive to me. That you know that I've had a really long day,
mm-hmm.
and you just. Be like, you know what? I know you had a long day, so I took care of this. That's like a big one for
yes.
me. Like, absolutely. Please be my guest. I don't have to worry about
mm-hmm.
it because I just ain't feel like doing it. But then I was, like I said, I was surprised that gift giving wasn't as like
higher.
Big because I think that was the very last one
mm-hmm.
on my list. I guess because you said it's not service, then that's why. But I do love a thoughtful gift. Like,
yeah.
You know, get my nails done.
Right.
You know, like, sometimes I might not need you to clean for me because I had a long day. I might just want to go and just have a girl's day at the spa.
Right.
You know, treat me to something like that. Or give me money to go shopping. Things
yeah.
like that would be nice.
Money
so,
to get your hair done.
Money
something.
To get my hair done. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, things like that
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, you cleaned up. Honestly, I like to clean. Cleaning is like
therapeutic.
A stress. It's therapeutic for me. Except doing laundry. I hate
washing clothes.
People were like, oh, in 2020, we're going to fold our clothes.
I'm not going to tell that lie.
I didn't promise that. So.
I didn't volunteer.
Y'all
can
go ahead and be, y'all think you're better than me? That's fine.
And that's fine. Be better than me. You be better than me in 2020 because once I get these clothes in the dryer that I currently have in it, and they shouldn't just go in the washer and then put them in the dryer, I guarantee they're probably going to sit in that basket until after New Year's.
Yeah.
At least they clean because my mom says you can't have dirty laundry.
Right, I did definitely wash all my
clothes. So I just wanted to make sure they were washed.
So I'm good.
But they're not finna get put away. I got things to do for New Year's. Yeah. So they gonna sit there. But
basically,
at least they clean.
At least they're clean. Absolutely.
But I knew it was bad because I had like I was running out of jeans. I was like, I have to wash my clothes. I've been saying it for like 2 weeks straight that I need to do laundry. But I hate doing laundry.
Me too.
I hate doing laundry. But yeah, those are the types of things that I wish I could have like more of. Like, oh, get my nails done. Or get my hair done, things like that. Like, I'm clean house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for that. Yeah. And then it gave me the whole rundown. Next was physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I really feel about that. I never thought about it as much. It just varies on my mood, honestly. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, love me. But other days I'm like, I'm completely comfortable with being in my own space.
Right.
I like being by myself.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really... I guess it doesn't really bother me until I'm really interested in the physical touch.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, when I really need it, then I need it.
That's
but
important.
When I don't, then I don't.
That's important. Yeah.
So I guess the frequency of it is why I was surprised. Like, okay,
because
I don't need to be touched all the time.
But it's
time.
Good to know when your partner needs space and when they do want to be around.
Yes,
time,
because I'm someone, I don't like to be like, people who like to be underneath.
Yeah.
Partners. Mm-hmm. I'm just... Not that, not even just in dating, but in just my platonic relationships as well. I don't need to be under you. Like I'm very comfortable. If you hit me up, cool. If you don't, that's fine too. But I need my space. I need to be able to dwell alone.
Yeah, it's important.
Here and there.
Like the friends that you can not talk to for a little bit, and then you pick up where you left off.
Yes, and we're totally fine.
It's very
and
important.
I have a lot of friends like that.
Most of our friends, if you think about, because we're adults.
Yeah,
we have, you know.
We
kids,
have so much
work,
going on.
School, so much going on. I don't need to be checking on you every single day. I can barely check on myself.
Seriously.
Day.
Like, it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's too much to expect someone
right.
to check on you every day, unless it's like your husband or someone you're living with that you're like in a serious relationship.
Exactly.
Like, I think that's like a man dog. Honestly.
Right.
Like, I don't think I should expect that from like a friend or like you or anything like that to check on me
every
day.
Day.
I think that's a bit much.
It is.
So,
it's not considerate to other people.
I don't know how people, I feel like there are people who are like that.
I mean, hey, if that's how you and your friends function, that's great.
I can't function.
I can't do it.
I don't have that expectation.
Like, when we go out, it's like, okay, let's check our calendars. When are we free?
Exactly.
We just happen to both be free this time. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. We have that free gap.
That's it.
Let's do it.
Because that's rare.
Yes, but yeah, acts of service and physical touch were equal for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then quality time, which I thought was surprising, too, because I do like to, when I, again, it's not a... I have to be with you all the time.
Right.
When I'm spending quality time with you, I would like for it to be good quality time.
Put
your
phone down.
Right. Put the phone down or, you know, like really well thought out like dates or, you know, like me, I'm one of them like, I want to dress up.
Me too.
I like to dress up. Take me somewhere where I can like.
You know I like to dress up.
Yes, like take me somewhere where I can like get my hair straightened.
Right.
Let this natural flow.
Okay.
Get my little black dress. Pop on my red lipstick and my makeup.
That's
get the highlight to pop severely.
Okay.
And then go get me get a steak.
Right.
Let me
some
go steak
out.
And potato.
Looking like a glazed donut.
Steak and potato. Like I like you know fun stuff like mini golfing and bowling and all that other stuff. But sometimes it's like when I think of quality, it's like take me on a really well thought out like nice invested date
but you know the problem with that though a lot of guys are not good at planning and those guys that like, I see on Twitter that are planning these extravagant dates I'm like we're here where
honestly,
did you find him
because
then it's making the rest of us think well my boyfriend should be doing this too how come he's not most guys aren't like that
that's true.
And it's like, it's not fair. It's an unrealistic standard that social media has set. Because guys don't think about it like that. Like
me
we said, they really are very one-track minded from what I can see so far. So those guys that are good at planning, kudos to you.
Yes.
But other guys just like, well, you didn't tell me you wanted me to take you on a date. So I figured we were fine. What? Why gotta tell you?
Yeah, that one I wouldn't let fly.
Like, just like, huh?
Why wouldn't you think that I don't know, maybe that's my woman mind thing. Why wouldn't you think that I want to go somewhere nice
right, like,
every
oh,
once in a while.
It's like, been a while. Let's do something
let's
nice.
Go something nice. Like, again, like, all those cute little, like, dates where we do fun stuff. That's all. I enjoy those just as much.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, me being who I am and someone who, again, I guess that's I don't know if that's a love language or not. That's just knowing your partner. I like to dress up.
Yeah.
So knowing that I like to do more formal things, take me to a more formal place.
Right. Go put on a nice shirt, sir.
Button
for real,
up. Put your little button up. Make sure it's starched.
Right.
And pressed out.
Starched and pressed and scraped.
Make sure it's crispy. Go to the cleaner.
Okay.
Press it out real good. Let's go get some steak and potato.
Right.
I love some steak and potato.
And that's another thing. Once you fulfill your partner's love languages, they're easily inclined to fulfill yours.
Exactly. It's a give and take.
Really.
It's truly a give and take.
I know someone was saying, like, going out, like, on a formal date, like you just said, it's like a form of foreplay for them. Because by the time you get home, you're like, ooh, I look so good.
Yes,
so
I look fine. Yes.
When we feel fine, we feel like we're on top
the
of the
limits.
World. We can do anything.
The limits are
you're smelling good. I'm smelling good. We had like a bottle of wine or whatever. And
yes.
I'm ready. What's up?
What's going on?
Where are we going after this? We're going home because I'm ready to go home. We can go home now.
Right.
I didn't ate. Back this up. Check, please.
Or get a nice hotel.
Candles.
Staycation. Mommy, a bath.
Staycation. Yes.
It don't got to be out of town.
You
can be in town.
Exactly.
Go downtown, get a hotel right near downtown. We could.
Right.
We ain't really gotta go far.
You sure don't.
No, run the candles.
That's it.
The creativity, just being creative.
The intensity of going up the elevator is like.
Phew. Yes. Like that's that. I feel that that lacks too.
Yes.
Like creativity and being spontaneous,
and definitely,
and adventurous. That will make a huge difference.
Right.
In your relationship.
I think it works for both people too, because you'll feel like you're like, I really put in work.
Yes.
I really
tried. Absolutely.
She's happy. I'm happy.
Absolutely.
This is great.
And in turn, she'll want to be spontaneous and adventurous for you.
Right. Exactly.
Which will work out well in your favor.
In your favor, sir.
So just go for it. Just absolutely go for it.
We're giving this great advice for free.
For
okay?
free. For the free 99.
Please,
so you better have your notebooks.
Take notes.
Out.
Yes.
So don't say ain't nobody ain't tell y'all.
Exactly.
Don't say we didn't tell y'all.
Because we did.
Because we did.
For free.
For the free 99.
That's it.
It don't get no cheaper.
It sure don't.
It really don't get no
it's
cheaper.
Quality stuff.
It's like,
I think it just goes back to how they could be one-track minded sometimes. And the way they process things is just different than us. Because they're meant to be providers. They're just like, okay, you got this, this, and this. What else do you need? Tell me what you need and I'll give it to you. Instead of us thinking, no, you should take the initiative and know what I need. Because I give you hints and things. Like I say these things. Read me. You should know me more than anyone else type thing.
Precisely. Only in a relationship though.
Right. Only
like,
relationship.
This is not just a guy that I'm getting to know.
Right.
And I just expect when I throw hints for you to catch them. But
right.
if I've been in a long-term relationship with you, I expect you to catch those hints.
Right, because if it's you, I catch your hands.
Right.
It's just the thoughtfulness.
Because I consider myself to be pretty direct.
Yeah.
So it's like, for the most part, I'm saying, this is what it is, this is what it is, and this is what I like,
mm-hmm.
this is what I want. But at the years, it's like, okay,
you know
the drill.
You know.
You know.
Right.
That's a real hashtag.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Yes.
Don't be wanting to pay attention.
Right.
To the vibes. Be attentive.
Don't make it look so easy.
Attentive.
Yes.
Consistency. Initiative. Effort. Attentive.
Keywords.
I'm going to keep adding to this vocab list.
Keywords, yes.
Keep adding to it because I'm tired of it.
Tell them how you really feel.
Tell them how I really feel out here in these streets.
I'm tired of explaining myself all the time. You know what
tired,
I want.
No, but literally.
Tired.
You sound like me. Literally.
Tired.
Truth is. I'm tired. Options really do be few. Tired.
Options are few.
Like, I really do be praying.
It's hard out here. It really is.
It really is.
To find a good person where
it
you guys
really
vibe and, you know.
And who will be genuine about their
intentions. Yes, it's so hard.
Because people will do things with all the wrong intentions.
Mm-hmm. Like, relationships are really a lot of work. They are.
It's very time consuming.
And it can be exhausting.
It can be.
And it really is a lot of emotional work.
Yes.
Like you need to work on yourself.
Yes.
And your partner, like
yes.
together. Like, you know, it's a lot.
Yes, that's why it's important to know these things.
Yeah.
Take a little bit of the load
yes.
off.
Which is why it's important to know yourself.
This is a word. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't. And I think that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into these relationships and they're not fully satisfied.
Right.
With themselves. And so
yeah.
you get into this and then your partner has expectations, which I would think are normal a lot of the
mm-hmm.
time, but because you aren't fully satisfied,
right.
it's hard for you to meet those expectations.
Right. You're expecting a feeling where you...
And then you start questioning yourself, like, am I being unreasonable in the things that I'm requesting?
Right.
And then it's just a toxic cycle.
It's not fair.
It's a trick.
It's not fair to the other person.
It's not fair to anybody. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to either party because both are taking up their time and trying to figure this out. And trying to invest in this and make it work. And you haven't, this is something you could have easily invested in yourself.
Yeah.
And then it would have made life a lot easier if we would have
reconvened. Say it again, you don't want to spend a lifetime trying to spam to explain your soul.
Facts. That's just a word. That's a whole word.
That's a big job.
That is a big job.
And it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. But you schooled me on something that I didn't take time to think about, and that's self-love language.
Oh, shout out to Pinterest for that one, because as I was preparing for this episode,
Pinterest is the plug.
Pinterest has everything. And it just gave me this chart. So just like the, you know, love languages and relationships that we saw, there's also what is your self-love language? So it's the same love languages, but then it's how you express that love to yourself. So for physical touch, you could get massages, you can get soft blankets, you can get weighted blankets. Like if you have anxiety or depression and stuff like that, it's good for you to, you know, just comfort yourself physically that way. Acts of service can be getting therapy, scheduling things, cleaning, delegating, going out by yourself. Like me, I go to the movies by myself if I want to go watch a musical. Because no one likes musicals like I do.
That's a good one.
So I will go and I'll watch them and have a great time by myself, come back, and I'll feel fine. receiving gifts to yourself is like, you know, going on trips by yourself.
That's a one.
Buying comfy clothes. Just investing in yourself. Saving money, putting it to the side for yourself. That's a good thing.
That's a great one.
I know I told you, like me, I got to get my nails done by myself.
I just did that today.
That's my thing. Like, everybody's always like, oh, your nails is always done. Yeah, because I work hard.
Yes.
The least I can do for myself is just one thing.
And it's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You should treat yourself.
Exactly. Some people like getting their hair done off more often. That's cool. That's your thing. You deserve it.
Absolutely.
How you feel about yourself, you know, how you look also expresses how you feel.
It helps how you feel on the inside.
Exactly.
Too.
It's like if you take care of yourself, you automatically feel better. Yes. Usually.
Usually.
Quality time. So meditating, having time, you know, towards your hobby, your craft, relaxing, take yourself on dates, like I said. And then words of affirmation, positive self-talk, daily affirmations, journaling and mantras, or like standing like you're looking at yourself in a mirror like Issa does.
Yes,
on Insecure,
Issa.
And just be talking.
I love my good Issa.
Just be saying stuff, you know, to yourself in the mirror like, yeah, I'm awesome. I'll have a great day. Boom. And you go out the door.
Absolutely. That's important. Yeah. I like sticky notes. I write sticky notes of like Bible verses and just like you are good enough.
Yes.
Or,
okay, being Mary Jane.
Yes, I'll be trying just to remind myself. And I don't look at them every day, but sometimes I just have moments. And then I'll just catch them at like my periphery or something.
It's
It's reminding me to remind myself to do those things. I do journal.
That's my note section in my phone.
Yep, I got a prayer journal.
Yeah.
I do write things down. That's my way of just getting my thoughts out and together in general, just writing things I feel, why I feel that way, just things I want to work on.
Yeah.
But then I do definitely love receiving gifts.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what that is. Maybe that's my self-love and maybe not my love-love. That's definitely my self-love because I love a trip.
Okay.
I love a trip. Take me on vacation.
Listen, let's go.
I'm trying to go on vacation.
Just pick a place and we can start making a payment plan towards
it. Listen, just give me a year in advance.
That's it.
And I got you. That's all.
Go.
That's my only requirement.
We can go.
That's it.
Get the passport stamps.
Those passport
stamps.
Relaxing. Something I need to do more of.
And relaxing can be in different ways, like whatever you do that makes you just feel, you know, calm and happy.
Mm.
Like going to get your nails done because they give me wine in my nail shop. So that's why I go and I drink and I get my nails done.
Seriously, that's important. Yeah. That is so important.
Or just being in the house and just having some peace and quiet.
For real, doing nothing is a great quality time. Yeah, I truly enjoy my alone time.
Enjoy me by yourself.
Yeah. I enjoy being by myself, walking around in my birthday suit. Ain't nobody bothering me.
Yeah.
Playing my music.
Yep.
I will blast my 90s throwbacks.
Oh, yes.
And being in here doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that.
And it's healthy in a relationship, too. Like, you need to be able to have time apart from each other before you get sick of each other and strangle yourself.
Absolutely. Seriously. Like, being around someone all the time, it's like,
it's a lot.
When do you just enjoy you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you enjoy yourself?
Right. Can you be by yourself?
Can you be by yourself?
And that's the challenge.
Because I don't know if people can't be by themselves.
But that's also a heavy load to ask your partner to do, to always want to be with you.
That's not fair.
You should learn to be by yourself because they know how to be by themselves. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's too much for me.
Yeah, it's healthy.
It's annoying. I get annoyed.
Me
like,
too.
If I feel like I'm around you too long, I get highly irritable. Like,
yeah.
I just, that's just I just feel like that's who I am. I'm very comfortable.
I feel like I need time to miss the person.
Yes, that's important too.
Yeah. Like I used to date somebody, they'd be like, "Oh, do you miss me? Do you miss me?" I'm like, "No,
no, I just saw you."
Literally, I'd say that and they'd get offended, but I'm like, "No, like I feel like it means more because when I genuinely do miss you, I really do miss you. I'm not saying it just to say
just to say that. Oh, I don't miss you because I just don't want to be around.
Right?
You,
like that's not what I mean. But
I don't miss you because we were just together.
That's just it.
But it's like, give me some time.
At least I'm being genuine.
Yeah, just give me some time. Some people be a little obsessive, like, damn, I ain't talked to you in 2 weeks. That's a little different. But
yeah,
no, just give me, like, it can be even be like 2 days. It ain't even got to be a whole 2 days. But yeah, it can be like 2 days or so.
You know?
And it's like, okay. Yeah. I appreciate that kind of.
And when we say that we don't miss you, it doesn't mean that you don't cross our mind.
Right.
Because there's things that I could see, some, oh, that reminds me of you. I could see you.
Exactly.
Color. I could hear a song. Oh, that's our song.
Right.
Or I'll smell something like, you smell like my man. Hold up. Right. Are you around or something? You wear the same fragrance? You know, like things that triggers. Right. Yeah. But so.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I don't appreciate your presence.
Right.
It's just that I'm a human and.
Yeah.
I need my own space not sometimes. It's more about me than it is. That's a healthy, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah. That's it. Setting boundaries.
It's a healthy, important. It's not you, it's me. Because it's, like, it's not that I don't miss you or I don't want to be around you. It's
right.
Just that I just want my time.
Just not right now. Yeah.
I just want my time.
That's it.
I never really thought about that. Because I love a gift.
Yeah.
I love a gift.
I like giving gifts to myself.
I'm never going to get over the fact that that's not my love language. I like seriously, I'm never going to get over that. It's like,
yeah.
I want my nails done. Like,
right.
Get my hair done.
That's the thing.
Take me on vacation. On vacation. I'm trying to get flued out, y'all. So if you listen to this and you thinking about being my man, I'm trying to get flued out. So don't say I ain't tell you and you ain't no offer it.
Basically.
Trying to go to Bora Bora or something.
You in Bora Bora. You really need to go.
I really did say
you
that.
You need to go.
Trying to go to Bora Bora in Bali. And,
yeah, I want to go to Bali.
In Dubai.
Yes,
and
I want to go to Dubai. Trip trips. Passport stamp trips.
Passport roof.
Which means we need to plan and save, my brother.
Yes, I ain't saying that. Listen, you guys like just flew me out expeditiously.
Yeah.
You can, it can be an expeditious 1 year of planning.
Right.
And we can
it's just out. There's a thought
that's,
process
that's
and a
my
plan.
That's
behind
my compromise.
It. Yes.
That's my negotiation.
Yep.
For you to flew me out.
That's it. Let's plan it. Say we're gonna do something and let's actually do it.
Plan it out and actually do it. Mean it. And don't expect me to bring it back up.
Yes.
Just do it.
You
like
bring
Nike.
It back up. Yes, Nike. Okay.
Like Nike. I like Nike.
Me too. Buy
her
some Nike.
I like it.
And then get flued out.
Then get flued out. The words of the day. I think I forgot to write one down. Consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Effort.
Yes, effort.
There was one that I forgot that quickly.
Attentive. Okay.
Expeditiously.
Let's add that.
We stole that from T.I. So yes. tell them, see me then.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. That's my word too.
Yeah.
You think he's smart?
Mm-hmm.
He's smart.
Bless his heart.
Bless his whole little heart.
His poor wife. Well, actually, no, I don't really feel bad for her.
No, yeah. When you put it that way.
She don't have to deal with that. But
she chooses to.
So. If she's
and he buying her Bentleys and everything else? No.
Hey,
it's amazing when you got money, but you can.
The tolerance is a lot higher.
Which you can tolerate.
Higher. Yeah. It's a lot
That's why I try to hear these guys and what they talk about with Gucci and Keisha and T.I. and Ty.
Right.
Well, they have finances that y'all ain't got to be dealing with some of this stuff. And who's to say I would still deal with it then?
I don't know if I would.
I don't know if I would, but I can't say because I ain't dealing with nobody
it's
that
funny,
rich.
It's funny because it really be the same guys who really work a regular 9-to-5 time. Oh, well, gold diggers.
You ain't got no gold. You don't even have no gold.
You don't got no gold.
You don't even have any gold.
You ain't got a savings account.
Calm down. Talk about we should deal with this and we just need to hold you down and all this type of stuff.
You don't know
you
the
don't
difference.
You don't even have the money that these people you are comparing yourself
you don't know the
to
difference between
have.
A CD or a money market account.
No, that's a word. Know your lane.
Okay.
Know your lane. It's okay.
Right.
Your lane is your lane.
Yeah.
But stop trying to justify what you do
right.
and your ill behavior.
Right.
Based on lanes of other individuals.
Because you're not Jay-Z
Because
money.
You're not, you don't have Jay-Z money. You don't have
sure
T.I.
Don't.
Money.
Nope.
You don't have those finances to be acting how did they act.
And
so
even with them, it's still unacceptable.
Facts.
But it's more understandable.
Facts. It's easy for them to get away with.
Yeah.
You can't stress me out and you ain't got nothing.
Exactly.
Well, you can't stress me out, and I got the same thing that you got, so what am I dealing with for anyway?
Exactly.
Like, where's the benefit?
There is
no extra benefit in tolerating
I'm
this
just losing
from
edges
you regular degular.
That you can't pay for me to get back.
Right.
Okay? Can't be losing edges.
They be cheating and buying Bentleys.
Right. If you want to cheat on me, buy me a Bentley.
I don't accept that. You ain't finna just treat me any kind of way.
Right. But it would
help y'all be
better.
Cheating and buying box of chocolates from Rite Aid. That is not the same thing.
And it don't even be like Godiva chocolate.
It don't even be
it
Godiva.
Be
and I love
right.
Godiva.
Okay.
We're so stupid.
It be the dollar.
Right.
Not even no chocolate custard. No Eddie arrangements. Not
right.
Me. Be buying me dollar chocolate from Rite Aid.
I'm sorry.
Expecting me to forgive you for being a cheater.
Yeah, no.
No. Mm-mm. Negative.
A whole mess.
We really gave all this game away.
All this game for the
free. All this game for free.
Y'all welcome.
99. Yes. And I need fellas to support. Like, I need y'all to, like, give y'all feedback. We want to know.
Right.
You know, I love a rebuttal. I love a debate. You
yeah.
know, if you have any agreements or disagreements, let us know. We would love to hear what you think, how you feel, because I really need to understand why men don't think about this. And I'm tired of the you're dealing with a boy, not a man justification.
That's not a thing.
That's not a good justification.
Mm-mm, it's not.
Because I'm not dealing with any boys because I'm not 16.
Absolutely.
Grown woman.
Also,
so
if you're in a relationship, listen to this episode together.
That's a great idea.
Because that's a good way for you guys to, you know, pinpoint different things and have a discussion afterwards. Have a healthy dialogue.
Yes. No fussing.
Okay?
Don't blame us.
A healthy, mature dialogue. If they're
yes.
like, oh, well, I listened to this. Did you hear this part? Oh, I didn't even think about that part. What did you think about this part? And just, you know, have a conversation about it because it can help your relationship.
Absolutely.
If you guys are willing to work for it, it'll work for you.
Absolutely. That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a word.
That was a good one.
Sow them seeds.
Yes.
So you reap what you sow.
Okay.
Truly. So if you ain't getting no good crop.
Right.
It's because you ain't sowing no good stuff.
Exactly.
In that soil.
All
maybe
right.
And your soil might be trash.
Exactly.
Too.
Get it
your
together.
Your soil might be trash. And that water might be a little dirty too.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to just listen.
Yes.
Sow some good seeds and feed them well.
Yes. Work
and,
on it.
And what you reap.
Is what you saw.
Will be so good.
Yeah, that's it.
With some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Free 99 games.
You'll be fruitful.
Fruitful. Yes, fruitful. I love fruitful.
Yes.
I like my fruit. I like fruit. Uncle Kirk was talking about that. He was like, you know, if you pull it up too early,
yeah,
it's going to be bitter.
Mm.
Ain't going to be good for you. It's going to make you sick.
Yes.
So just allow the Lord
mm-hmm.
to just let it grow. Let
yes.
it get right first.
Yes.
And then pull it up. So that way when
mm-hmm.
you pull it, it'll be good for you.
Yes.
It'll make you better.
That's it.
It'll make you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Because that can go into appointed times and seasons.
Yes, hello.
Ooh.
And there is an appointed time and season for everything.
Everything. Okay.
Even though it sucks sometimes.
The
Lord knows I
wait.
Know.
Yeah.
But you got to wait. You got to be still.
Yeah.
And I'm learning that.
Be still.
I'm
relationships definitely go through their storms.
Yes, they do.
But if you're still through the storm, a relationship that's worth it.
Yes.
You'll come out better.
It'll be better in the
it
end.
It will.
It will. And I'm a firm believer in that in every area of my
absolutely.
Life.
Everything.
Every area of my life.
Yeah.
But listen. We done let all the junk out of the trunk.
Yes.
For free 99.
For free. Kept it real fancy.
For to
for
help
you.
Y'all.
Real fancy.
To help us. To help you. To help everybody.
Yep. Everybody.
So don't say.
We ain't tell
that
you.
That your girl Key. What says it? Your fancy.
Okay.
Fancy AF.
Didn't tell you.
Ain't help you. Ain't tell you. Ain't give you no game.
We tried.
Because these are the receipts. We tried. And you would be able says lie.
Yep.
So make sure you take your quiz. Learn your love language. Learn your self-love language.
That's important.
Because you have to take care of yourself.
Yes.
You're not happy with yourself.
Yep.
You can't do nothing for nobody else,
because it's
y'all.
Not fair to ask somebody to love
fair.
You and you don't love yourself.
That's a word.
It's not fair. They can't do all that load and baggage.
It's a word.
For you.
It's a whole word.
Don't come in here with all
these
baggage.
Unpack your baggage.
And leave them at the door.
You didn't have suitcases in there that have been packed for weeks,
dusty.
Years, and months.
Just dusty.
Get rid of it.
Get it together.
Let it go. Take it to salvation.
Yes.
Donate it. Somebody else might need it.
Yeah.
Get rid of some
just
of that stuff.
Leave
that's
it.
In your closet.
It's the waste. Yes.
And then be blessed in the city, in the field, and everywhere you go.
Hallelujah.
That's my quickening. The quickening. Yeah. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Go take that quiz.
Yes. Said I wanna be fluid.